Let's face it, everybody likes money, but there are things you cannot buy, and good health is one of them. And please send all your good wishes to radio icon Lynn Bramer. Lynn is an icon in this market. I adore him. And he said on Twitter today, he's been fighting prostate cancer for several years. Said he's worked through various radiation treatments, biopsies, CT scans, MRIs, drug therapies. The cancer was caught early, treated early, but it has spread to places one would rather it did not spread. This is according to what Lynn Bramer posted on Twitter. He said, starting Monday, I'll begin a long period of chemotherapy. It's necessary for me to take a leave of absence from my radio show. And then he goes on to talk about the full support that he has. He certainly has my support. I think he's an amazing man. So send good, positive wishes his way. And that's what we would say, that, you know, you're wealthy if you have good health, but there are financial considerations to everything. And a report came out this week, and it's about what it takes to be wealthy, not only in our country, but in our state. And Marcus Liu is on the phone. Marcus, thanks for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. What does it take to be wealthy in the state of Illinois?
Hi. Thanks for having me, Christoph. So in Illinois, to be in the top 1%, you would need a net worth of about $1.9 million.
Which is nothing compared to what it takes to be wealthy in California, right?
Yeah, in California, again, to be in the 1%, you would need a net worth of almost $7 million.
Yeah, that's a big difference there. And that's because, you know, you've got, how many billionaires do we have in this country?
I believe there's around 730, but a lot of them do live in California, and and you also have a lot of, you know, tech companies and very high-paying software jobs in California, so that does bring up the average.
So is this all according to Charles Schwab's Modern Wealth Survey? Is this something they do every year?
So part of this data is from Charles Schwab, and part of it is from other sources like the Federal Reserve. There's also a company called Windfall that does this data. But a lot of it is available for free if you just search on Google.
Marcus Liu is a senior consultant at Visual Capitalist. And are you in the top 1%, Marcus?
No, far from it.
Me neither. So to be in the top 1% in our country, how much net worth would you need?
So at the national level, you would need a net worth of about $4.4 million. And in terms of income, you're looking at around at least 800 grand.
800 grand a year is what you would need to be considered wealthy in America. And of course, in California, that's different as opposed to a state like Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really depends on kind of the industries and the average paying jobs in that state.
And so where are we on the international circuit? I mean, when it comes to wealth in America, do we have more billionaires than other countries? Do we have the most? How do we fit in there?
Yeah, so the U.S. for most of recent history has had the most billionaires, around 730. China has actually been catching up quite quickly, and I believe as of last year, they have 700 billionaires. So they're getting close. And then in third place is India, which has far fewer at 140.
And what else did you take away from this data that caught your eye?
I think the biggest surprise to us was just how much lower the average person's net worth was compared to some of these milestones. And I think it really highlights, just the growing issue of wealth inequality, not just in the U.S., but in many other developed countries around the world.
Right. We're losing the middle class, right? We have the wealthy and we have people who are not so wealthy, and the people in between seem to be disappearing.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, house prices have been climbing a lot, and that is something that a lot of people use to get into the middle class, right, is to own their own home. But as that becomes harder and harder, it creates more inequality.
It seems like through, like you said, there's a lot of data out there, but I do see on the Charles Schwab survey that they broke it down to the Chicago area as well as they did many other cities. And they also asked people about purchasing power and what they want to spend their money on in the next year. Was there anything, as for someone in your industry, that caught your eye about what is changing when it comes to Americans spending money or saving money?
Not particularly. I would say with interest rates rising, I think the housing market will be affected. For myself, my mortgage payment has gone up a lot already because of it. And so I think that's something people should be aware of.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's where most of us have our wealth, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think a lot of people have their wealth tied to their home. And so hopefully the housing market stays okay in the coming future.
Well, thanks for joining us. I appreciate you jumping on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So there's more to this study. We'll certainly check into it tomorrow as well. But are you in the super wealthy? Are you the one percenters? You probably already know about their survey. If you're not, you're probably like, I don't even care. But it is interesting to see what it takes to be in the top 1% in Illinois versus California. Hey, time to get a check on weather and traffic. Kevin Wells is in for Mary Vandeveld. And then we are going to find out about a new teaching platform, literally a platform over the Chicago River. That's coming up next.